Yourselves in the Gemara. Today's kind of stand what Abai started off by saying, Pshitali, Yadda Shalardam, if not, Ekrish Shasajab, Shasarabim, and not Ekrish Shasayachim. Either Abai is coming to tell us that we don't treat the Yad like the Rishus of the Guf. We don't say it's Basa Gufa Greiro Lagamri, as Rashi says. If the Ani is Rishus Harabim, so his hand is extended to Rishus HaYachid, we don't consider the hand to be like Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim lo dam yim yadu da Ani. And if the Baal Bais extends his hand outside, we don't treat the hand like the Rishus HaYachid where the Baal Bais is standing. And this is proved from the Mishnah, because we see that if the other party is not Tamitocha, so they're Pater, so obviously you see that the hand doesn't have the status of the Rishus where the person is standing. That's Rashi. Right? According to the other Rishonim, they work with the Girsa of the Rach. The point of Abaye is the other direction. Abaye is trying to tell us that we don't consider the Yad to be in the Rishus where it is physically located now. The Yad of the Ani that's extended to Rishus HaYachid is not considered to be in Rishus HaYachid. And the Yad of the Baal Bais that's extended outside to Rishus HaRabim is not considered to be batel to the Rishus HaRabim. And the Mishnah is proving that point. And the Girsa they work with is that Kirshus HaRabim Lodamia, Kirshus HaRabim Lodam is Miyadu de Baal Bais, Kirshus HaYachid Lodamia Miyadu de Ani. So what is the proof according to them? So the Rosh and the Rashba say, Kirshus HaYachid Lodamia Miyadu de Ani. In other words, when the Ani extends his hand inside, and the Baal Bais takes from his hand, so we assume that there was a pause at some point, and the Ani's hand came to rest. So why isn't the Ani chayv right now? And similarly, the Baal Bais who extends his hand, which has something in it, outside, and the Ani takes from him, so why isn't the Baal Bais chayv immediately when his hand comes to rest? His hand stops because of the fact that the Yad is considered to be in the Rishus where it's physically situated. So you have a violation of the Melacha. So what's the proof from here? That we say that indeed the Yad is Basagufa Greir. So the point of Abai is it doesn't have the status to be Batal of where it is right now. We say that it's considered to be in the Makom of the Guf. That's one of the ways that the Rishonim explain the Mishnah is proving this point. The other svara that's mentioned by the Baal Mor and by the Tosfos Rit exclusively, only this svara, is the proof being from the Mishnah that when, let's say, the Ani extends his hand inside, so we say, Kirshus HaYachid Lodamia Miyado Da Ani. Why? Because if we consider the Yad to be where it is now, not Basagufa Greira, we see the Yad as being in the Rishus HaYachid, then why would the Baal Bais, who takes it from the hand of the Ani, or if you would put it into an empty hand of the Ani, why would the Baal Bais be violating this Rabbanan? Why do we say it's Patra Balasa? It should be Mutar Lagamre. Why? So how does the Tosfos Rit put it? Has the Baal Mor put it, either one? It should be mutter. He says, like, let's say the Baal Bais is putting into the Ani's hand that's extended inside. It should be like, it's mimetalto betoch achas mizavios habais. So therefore, and the fact that the Mishnah says Patra Avalasar, it's mashma even in this case. So obviously the reason why there's a Patra Avalasar is because the Yad is Nigrar after the Guf. So there's some element here of changing Rishus. If there was no element of changing Rishus, then there'd be no Melacha even on Drabban, even Issa Drabban would not exist. I want to point out something very interesting in regard to this point. I mean, we were medayek at the end of the shir yesterday, so why doesn't Tosfos Rid mention the other svara? Leave that on the side. I mean, we could say Baal Bat, as Yeshua said, you know, maybe the other svara is not, no, it's not so bad. The Ramban says it. The Ramban says it. Why I thank you, Yo, for bringing the Ramban. The Ramban in the newer editions have chidushim on this sugya where the Kabbalists doesn't have it. The Ramban brings that raya from the Mishnah. He says, oh, maybe it's not a raya because who says he stopped? He said the hand stopped. So they can't prove it from there. Okay, so let's leave that. But what did they bring the raya from? The second point of the Baal Mor or the Tosfos Rid? The fact that the other one is patra v'lasser if they're not talmitocha. In other words, the very case that Rashi brought in the Mishnah, the not talmitocha. Rashi brought that as the indication that we don't say basagufa greira. Right? So they used the not talmitocha case that there's an iser at all, and it shouldn't be mutar l'gamri as a raya that it is basagufa greira. Everyone hear that? It's interesting nekuda. The very same case of the Mishnah that Rashi used as the raya from the Mishnah to prove l'figir sasso that the yad is considered not to be basagufa greira. Were it to be basagufa greira, there should be a violation d'oraisa on the part of the, let's say, the balabais who took from the ani's hands that are extended inside. Were it to be basagufa greira, he would have done a melacha d'oraisa. So the Tosfos Rid and the Baal Mor's second point, their right from the Mishnah is we're trying to prove the exact opposite. In other words, that we do say basagufa greira. We don't say that the yad is considered to be positioned in the Rishus that it's right now physically, but we say basagufa greira. The point being, because in the case where the Baal Bais takes from the hands of the ani, so there's an isad rabban going on. Why would there be an isad rabbanan? If the status of the hand is to be exactly where it is right now, then there's nothing that he did on any level. There's no basis for isad rabbanan. And the Mishnah's mashmah is isad rabbanan. This interesting point. Now, the first thing is, we already noted yesterday that this achara is so the piskei rid. The piskei rid that we saw discussing on Amid Aleph, Turei, the Asidichi of Chatas, the piskei rid seemed to say that in the case, for example, like this of Shnei Peturin, it's not going to mean the same thing. The putter of one is not the putter of the other. The putter of one of them, which had, you know, which was involved with the Shina Vishus, so that would be a putter of us. And the other one, like the Baal Bais, who simply took it from the hands of the Ani, he didn't cross any border. He just took it from the Ani's hand and put it in the Ani's hand, that would be Pata Mutter. There are more Pata Mutter cases in the Mishnah than we care to acknowledge. It's not just the cases of, well, there was no Maisa done, in the case where he's totally passive in the Reish of the Mishnah, but there's Pata Mutter in the latter case as well. Ayit says Pata, Shmuel says Pata, means Pata Velasa. So I think the answer is that, we noted at the time, Mordechai had a very good answer to that. That if it's a Shnei Beturin, so then it's not a Kashin Shmuel's rule, because for one of them means Patra Vasa. So the Mishnah uses the umbrella expression Beturin, even though for one of them it's Patra Mutter. Shmuel's rule spoke about a case where it says Patra by itself, about someone who did something, and it's Patra. It has to mean Patra Vasa with certain exceptions. But Lamaisa, the Piskei Rid said that. This Tosfos Rid is a chor against that. Everyone hear that? This Tosfos Rid, Madura Tisa, okay? This Tosfos Rid assumes otherwise, that the Mishnah that says Shnei and Beturin in the latter part of the Mishnah means Patra V'Asa for both parties. Everyone here, that's Mamash against the Piskei Rid. So as was pointed out, Yoel pointed out in the morning to me, if you look in the Piskei Rid that we had given out at the time, on the bottom, the Ma'or, this point, that apparently the Tosfos Rid was Chozer. What we said yesterday, Tosfos Rid was Chozer, and Madura Tisa, after all, so you have different maduras, and he came around to assume differently that there isn't Issad Rabbanan for both parties. That's not what I wanted to say. That's just the chazah from yesterday. I want to point something else which is quite interesting. Based on this assumption of the Tosfos Rid and the Baal Mor, the second point, so if there isn't Issad Rabbanan, it's not a total 100 degree removed from the Piskei Rid. Although he changed his mind in terms of Pshat in the Mishnah, but you still understand that he was thinking in the same terms. What do I mean? Why did the Piskei Rid assume Kedavar Pashut, that there can't be an Isser Drabanan on the part of the person who was handing it to the into the hand of the other one whose hand is extended into the Rishus that the first one is in, or take from it? Why is it Pashutin that the only one that's Isser Drabanan is the one across the border? Because he otherwise he didn't do anything in the manner of the Shini Rishus. He's Metalta B'Toch Shelo. So how can you talk about an Isser B'Tzad, an Akira, if you didn't do anything that has any Shaychus to a Shini Rishus? That was the point of the Piskei Rid. So Inachanami says, the Mishnah says Shnei Peturin, in the latter part of the Mishnah, it means a different Pater for one and the other. For one is Pater Avolaseh, for the other one is Pater Mutter. This read over here, after he came, he assumed that there is an Isser Drabanan, and that was the point of the Gemara's proof. What is it the Gemara is proving? The Gemara is proving, effectively, that there is an element of a Shini Rishus going on. In other words, given the fact that the Yad of the Anise that's extended into the house is not an absolute sense batal to the Rishus HaYachid, but it's Nigvar after Rishus HaRabim where the Ani is stationed. Therefore, when the Balabais takes from the hand of the Ani, there is a certain element of a Shini Rishus. That's precisely the point. Or puts into the hand, saying, were there not to be some way that you can attribute the Yad, Hapshuta, Rishus HaYachid, to be seen as being Rishus HaRabim, there could be no basis for the Isser on the part of the one who's not Talmitocha or Nasan Mitocha. You follow me? In other words, the Reed still is thinking in terms of that for there to be an Isser on a Chelk HaMalacha, it has to be a Chelk of the Malacha that has in it a certain spirit of what? Of Shini Rishus. Everyone hear that? It's a Dabar Pashut. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of the Gemara. If there'd be an Akira that would not have any association with Shini Rishus, would that be Usser as a Isser Drabanan, according to the Rid? Even after he's Choser from what he said in the Piskei Rid, would there be an Isser Drabanan? What's the answer? Everybody at once? Would there be an Isser? Absolutely not. The whole point of the Rid is to say Pshat in the Gemara. Because Basa Gufa Greira, because a hand that's extended into the other Rishus, it's not treated as being batu to the Rishus that is right now extended into, it's rather nigger after the Guf, that's why we can speak of an Isser Drabanan. Now, an Isser Daraisa, this is what Aaron, you pointed out yesterday also to me, an Isser Daraisa you're not going to have. It's not as if we're saying that it's absolutely nigger after the Guf vis-a-vis somebody else, that they should be violating the Raisa, that they did Melecha Sotzar, they did Mamish everything. That's clearly not true. And that's why the Baal Amar too used what word when he explained the Chidush of Abaya? What word did he add? Legamre. The same way Rashi uses the word Legamre in terms of the point that Rashi makes, it's not Nizrak Achar Aguf Legamre. And now what the Baal Amar is saying is it's not considered to be Batu to the Rishus that it's in Lagamre, but it is somewhat Nizrak Achar Aguf. So understand, it's a very fine point. It's important to emphasize this. In other words, what you have here in the Rid is the following formulation. A Yad that's extended to the other Rishus is in some sense Nigrar after the Guf. That's the point that Abai is trying to prove. And he proved it from the Mishnah because of the fact that there has to be an Isser Drabanan. Because he assumes Shnei Peturin does mean that it's Pater Rabbah also for both of them. That respect that Piskei Rid obviously was chosen from what he said on Amud Aleph in the Piskei Rid. That means that Shnei Peturin doesn't mean the same thing for one party and the other. No, it is Pater Rabbah also for both. But what clearly he does still embrace from Amud Aleph is the fundamental yisod that you can't have an Isser Drabanan without what you could call Shini Rishus. But let it be called a quasi shinui rishus. In what sense is it a quasi shinui rishus? Because the yad is somewhat nigra after the goof. That's why you can see what's going on here when the other one is okay from his yad as something of a shinui rishus. Were it not for the fact that the yad is nigra in some measure after the goof, there could not be a patra avolasa. Clear, everybody? Important nekuda. Why is this important? Because there may be chokim in this. Halacha l'maisa, there could be chokim in this. It's important. It actually has ramifications. This is pointed out by the Avnei Nezer in a tshuva. The small little part of a tshuva. Where did I put it here? In Avnei Nezer, or Chaim, Simin Mem Ches, in Os Gimel. In the middle of that Os, he brings the Tosus Rid. And he says the following: what would come out according to Tosus Rid if, suppose the Ani, let's take the Ani on our Baal Bayis case, the Ani walks into the house. Kiras Gufu Kakiras Chefetz, yeah? He's carrying something. He hasn't yet stopped. Now, what did the Baal Bayis do? Baal Bayis took the chefetz from the hands of the Ani and did a hanach. Between them, was there a malacha performed? Was there safida malacha mibeinayu? You had an akira, you had a hanach. No hanach. Hanach is good for you, Ibn Chayef. No, he did only akira. The Ani walked in, did an akira. Akira is good for akira's chefetz. But there's no hanach. He didn't stop yet. The chavetz was not yet noch. But where is the Ani right now? Inside. The Baal HaBayis takes it from the Ani and does the hanach. Would it be an iser, the Rabbanan, based on ze oker ze meniach? Same thing the other way. Let's imagine the Ani walks into the house. The Baal Bayis picks something up, kiras chefetz, puts it into the hands of the Ani. The Ani takes it and walks out with it and does hanach outside. Did the Baal Bayis violate an Issur Rabbanan by doing an akira in his house? Or not? Now, in this case, there's no basa gufa greira to speak about because the guf and the yad are in the same mishus. Says the Avnei Nezer, in this case, what would the Tosus Rid hold? Mutter l'gamre. There was no shina rishus of any kind, no quasi shina rishus. The guf and the yad are all in the same mishus, and one party did an akira or a hanacha, betoch, that one rishus, there's no spirit or element of shin rishus whatsoever, so the Tosus Rid would hold that it's mutter. I isavida mulacha mibeinayu, I did oker, he did meniach, he did oker, I did hanacha. No, because what was done on this first party, or whichever party was, did not have any resemblance to the malacha. There was not a mixas malacha there. It was just a pure akira or pure anacha. But if it's a pure akira, pure anacha without the critical element, the shini rishus, there's no issur rabbanan. That's what you see in Tosus Rid. Why is this a chiddush? Because the Magen Avraham says otherwise. He quotes it here. Dulok in brackets. Dulok in Magen Avraham simin shin zayin sivkat and chaf. So instead of being the Magen Avraham, I brought the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes the Magen Avraham. What's the case of the Magen Avraham? Simon Shin Zayin, same Simon. The case of a mailman. The Simon happens to do with inyanim that are not technical malachis, but this halacha gets mentioned in Chagav. Dinei Shabbos Hatuyim B'dibur. This is Simon Shin Zayin. Important halachas that we don't always pay such close attention to, but the siman shulchan aruch siman shin zayin 22 sifin dinei shabbos hatuyim b'dibur. So in the middle of this simin, so in Sifyud Gimel, the case discusses Stari Had Yotos. Again, this is totally separate, foreign to what we're discussing, technical in Yom Hotza. Stari Had Yotos and male, so reading male on Shabbos, okay? In Derech Agav, in that Sif, the Magen Avraham that the Mishnah Berurah cites in the middle of Sif Katan, what is it, Nun Vav, Kasu Achronim, Nahagu Shelo Kabel HaIgeres Miyad HaEni Yehudi. The mailman comes to the door on Shabbos and he has a package. Okay, so you know you can't sign for the package. Okay, that leaving aside. But he wants to give it to you. Can you, and there's no Erev, right, obviously, okay? So can you open your hands and receive the package? No, you shouldn't do that. Ela omrim lo shianiach agabi karka o agabi shulchan. Tell the mailman to put it on the ground or put it on the table. Why? Ki choshishin shema terem shiyamod lafush ita yisel haigeres miyadam. If it was amod lafush, there's a break between Yakira. There's no malacha. What is it? He was, but if it's before he stopped, Yisrael will take the letter from him. V'nimtza sheyisrael yasek mar ha'otza meshus v'reshus she'en Yehudi asa kira b'Yisrael hanacha. He walked in. He walked into the house. He walked into the house. He may not have stopped. So the Akira is still here, and now there's a hanacha. When you take it from him, then you take it from him, you'll put it down. So you tell him, put it on the table, put it on the ground. According to the Tosis Rid, what kind of halacha is this? Why would you be asked to take it from him and put it down? You're doing a total hanacha. Within your own rishus, he's with you, he's inside, he's not at the door. What kind of issue could there be with the Rabbanon here? There's no shin rishus associated with this hanach. Apparently, the Magen Avraham thought otherwise. Again, it could be a Rishonim argued on Tosis Rit. Could be, it's why he didn't bring the Raya the way Tosis Rit brought the Raya. I mean, the Baal Mor brings both, but the other Rishonim didn't bring the Raya this way. This is his chiddush. He assumes that you can only have Nisid Rabbanan on a Chatzim Malacha Mazerko Zemeniach, to the extent that there's a Shin Rishus associated with this Malacha. That's why you have to deal with the case of Yado Pshuta Rishus Acheres, and then you have to talk about the fact that the Yad is considered Basagufa Gvera up to a certain point. But in a case where everybody's in the same Rishus, so the Akira had been done, but I'm doing an Hanacha that has no bearing on the Shin Rishus, or I'm doing an Akira that has no bearing on the Shin Rishus, there would be no Isid Rabbanan. And here you see otherwise. Important issue. This is pointed out by the Avnei Nezer, as I mentioned. But again, it shows you that although the Piskei Rid is clearly, you know, different than the Tosis Rid, Halacha L'maisa in the case of the Mishnah, but they're both thinking in the same terms. That there shouldn't be an Isad Rabbanan to the extent that there's no Sheikhas to Shini Rishas. Yeah?
The Avnei Nezer would say that a non-Jew's Akira?
That's what you see here. That's correct. Yeah, it doesn't matter. As long as it was a Mulacha done, it's a chiluk malacha. It's a mixas malacha. It's a mixas malacha of Shabbos. That's interesting as well. Yeah. It's a hanacha on a hotza. Who's hotza? Goy's hotza. That doesn't make me off the hook in my hanacha. It's true. Right. That's interesting too. That's correct. That's what you see as well. Okay. That's in terms of Abai's introduction, right? Now Abai proceeds to raise the question regarding, again, a case of Yado Shal Adam Hapshuta L'Rishus Acheres. Continues the Gemara. Boy Abai. Now Abai raises a shay. Yado Shal Adam, again, meaning Hapshuta L'Rishus Acheres, as we started already in the beginning, when he said Yado Shal Adam, that's the case of Yado Shal Adam, it means it's extended to the other Rishus. Mahu Karmelis. What about saying that the Yad should take on the status of Karmelis? Karmelis is considered a reshus by itself, midrabanan, distinct from reshus hayachid and reshus harabim, which has a separate isur drabanan, therefore to carry from and to, either reshus hayachid or reshus harabim. And Abaye is raising the possibility that yado shel adam should become a karmus, gabe what? Now Abaye elaborates, mi konsua rabanan le'adure le'gabe olo. So what specifically is the Shaila Nugea, if it's the Yad should become a Karmelis? So he explains now the idea of a Knas. Would a Chum make a Knas in order that you should not return your hand back with the Chafetz to where it started? So Abai wants to know if it became a Karmelis regarding that you can't be Machzir your hand with the Chafetz. Starts by saying Maushati Asa Karmelis, then he says Mikansuha. Sounds like it's not just like that arbitrarily, the Chachamim are making a Karmelis. The motivation is it's a Knas. Knas sounds like he did something wrong. So it seems to be linked to the fact that by extending his hand he did something wrong. Based on the fact that he did an Isser, what Isser would he have done, Pashtus? Akira from Rishus Rishus. Yeah, here there was a Rishus, Shini Rishus. So that would be the basis for a knas. But again, there are those who are not goris to mikansua, but we have an agamara, mikansua, Rashi works with it. And the knas is to make it a karmelis, so that you can't bring your hand back. Now, when you're bringing your hand back, you're bringing the chayfetz from the karmelis to rishusa, let's say rishusa harabim, let's say the ani. You're doing more than that. What are you doing? You're bringing the chayfetz from the karmelis. You're bringing the karmelis with, along with it. Yeah. So apparently that distinction doesn't seem to be relevant. That's could be a sugya later in Daf Ches. But same thing. Whether you're taking from the karmelis something which is situated in the karmelis back to Rishus Harabim or to Rishus Hayachid. And again, from Rashi, it seems like it's either way. We see from other Rishonim, it only goes one way. The issue is only when you extend your hand lachutz, after the Baal Bais is going outside. From Rashi, it would seem, we'll see soon, either direction. We want to know if the Chachamim made a knas to create the status of Karmelis, to therefore forbid you from returning your yad with the chayfetz, which means the chayfetz from the Karmelis, along with the Karmelis, back to the Rishus where you started. How does this Shaila flow from what Abaye said a minute before? That's something that the Rishonim were troubled with, specifically within Rashi. Let's see how Rashi learns, to see if we can glean something from Rashi here. And this is going to set the tone for a whole bunch of Yukimtas in the Gemara, and have to know how we paskin all of this, and we're going to have to be sorted out. But this is the beginning, right? What exactly is the Shaila? Has it connected before? Rashi. Baye Abaye. Hashta de chazinan, the lab basagufo gufo shadinan la. So Rashi is sensitive to the flow of the Gemara. Now that we have seen, having established the part of Abaye pshitali, that lav basagufo shadinan la, that we don't treat the yad as being in the same rishus as the guf, as we prove from the Mishnah. Regarding what the inyani chayuvim midol reis. Regarding Chiyuvim Doraisa, we don't treat it to be Basaguf. That's why we find that if the other one is not Talmid Tocha, he's not Chayiv. Because we don't treat it as if he was Mishana Rishus to take it from the hand. Because the hand is not considered Midoraisa to be nigger after the Guf. Alma Yifgud Rishusa. So we see that the hand is considered to be separate Rishus. And some, it's not the Rishus of the Omeid, of the Guf. So now we have a shayla. Mi achmor ala rabbanan lemehevi karmelis. Did the chachamim create a stringency that it should be a karmelis? Meaning, deheichad lehoshid yado mileya l'rishus acheres. Notice the language of Rashi. What's the case? L'rishus acheres. Be it the Baal HaBayis being moshed to hand where? To rishus ha rabbim. Be it the ani being moshet yado rishus hayachid. Either way, rishus acheres. I'm emphasizing this for reason. Rishonim are going to say no, the shayla was only yada lachutz. Rashi seems to say either direction. Hoshi yada mleiv shusacheres lo yachzirena etzlo. You may not bring the hand back to the rishus where the goof is. That's the suffix. And meaning what? If chachamim say it's a kamlis, you can't bring your hand back. So what are your options? So what would that mean for you? Utehe kach pshuta shetechshach. To do hanach is also not good, right? That makes more problems. See on the Hemshach HaGemara. You really have three options. Your option number one is to do hanach. That's the worst of all. Option number two could be bring it back, but maybe the chachamim don't let you do that. Option number three is what you're left with by default is, depending what time it is in Shabbos, your hand's going to be a little bit tired, or a lot tired by the end of Shabbos, but you have to simply remain in that state and not let go. And again, what fuels the possibility of such a thing? You know, let's emphasize, how does this Shail of Abai work off of what he said before? Rashi starts with Hashta de Chazina. So now Rashi reiterates the Kevan de Lav Basa Gufa Greira. Since we don't see the Yad as being Garer after the Guf, so we say Nasis La Rishus Acheres Midrabanan. It has become a separate, distinct Rishus Midrabanan. The Gazur Rishus Mitivreyim with Shabbos, because the Chachamim we know decreed a separate Rishus, a category by itself for Shabbos, that for that Rishus we know Sha'asu Lahachnis Ulahotzi Mimenu, to take in or out from it Rishus Ayachal Rishus Rabin, and that has a name. Rashi gives us the background now. Ushmo Karmelis, as we have a Bryce and Davov Kedisanya Bepirkin Dalid Rishus Rishabbos, and one of them is Karmelis. And the Lashon, there's a lot of Pirushim and why it's called Karmelis. Rashi tells us already here what he says. Karmelis Lashon Yaro v'Karmilo, like a forest. What is the idea of Yaro v'Karmilo? They're synonymous synonyms. Yaro v'Karmilo is a place which is like a forest. In what respect is that analogous to the idea of what we call Karmelis? She'eino lo hiloch tamid l'rabim v'lo tashmish v'seyachid. In other words, what is Rishus HaRabim by definition? It's a place that's designed for the public to traverse. What's a Rishus HaYachid? It's designed for personal use. A forest is not exactly one or the other. A forest is not constantly a place for the Rabim to go. It's sort of off to the side. It's not the main part of the city. It's the edge. On the other hand, it's not personal. It's not for personal individuals' use. It's really available for everybody, but it's not generally used for the rabbim on a regular basis. It's sort of away from the civilization. So Rashi learns that's the title of the word Karmelis. We'll see other Pirushim and others show them later on why it's called Karmelis. Rashi gives you his pshat over here. So Rashi finishes by saying that because Rabbos Gufa Greira, so if we Rishusa, so we say Nasus Go Rishusa Cheres. And to do that is we say mikansua. That's Rashi's girsa. Rashi's goris it mikansua ho v'hischa b'be'isa. So again, let's put the pieces together here. The basis of Abaye's question is prompted by what he said before, that it's not basa gufa greira. So Rashi says, what does that mean? It means iflig b'shusa. It's what? It's not connected to the goof. So now we have reason to suggest it's a karmelis. And why would the chachamim do it? Why would we think a chacham would make it a karmelis? So it's predicated on knas. And what's the knas? Because you did something wrong by extending your hand to the other rishus. You did an akira and the shina rishus, which is an is. Now, how do these two things link with each other? Because it's la basa gufa greira, so now we say it should be a karmelis. I mean, what would you say? If it's not basa gufa greira, then what is it? It is where it is. But the answer is, but it's not obviously, it's not absolutely what it is, where it is, because we know that's clearly not the case either. As we know from the other Rishonim, that they emphasized the angle from the other direction, that it can't be, whichever proof you use, it can't be absolutely butter to the Rishus it is. Okay. And that's why Rashi was sensitive when he said in the beginning, what word did Rashi use when he says it's not basur, not lugamri? But for Rashi, hanging in the balance is the possibility of a knas of being a karmelis. That seems to be interesting from Rashi. You see, in a later Rashi, an interesting thing as well, connected to this. Rashi says, in the Dibur Maschil Kami Ba'od Yom, I assume you saw the Gemara. So just in that Dibur Maschil, Rashi says that in the case of Ba'od Yom, there was no reason to make it a knas, and no reason to make it a karmelis. Rashi says, see, for Rashi, if you're not going to make it a karmelis, then what immediately comes back? To the extent that it's not a karmelis, what is it? It's to that extent, it is like the reshus of the goof. Now, does it mean it's absolutely like the goof? Okay, maybe not. But to the extent that it is a karmelis, it's not Basa Gufa Greira. So we're trying to measure the continuum of the Basa Gufa Greira here. Allowing for the possibility that it's a karmelis is given the fact that there is a certain independence from the reshus of the goof. So that's why there's room to imagine that there's a status of karmelis here that Chum created. Why? Because of the reason they did, because of the knas. But being a karmelis is, and being basagufa greira, are mutually exclusive. Let me emphasize again. Everyone hear what I'm saying? In other words, in Rashi, I see the following. This Rashi, and again, together with the later Rashi. The point of why of bridging the two sides of Abaye's statement, where he starts by saying, pshitali, it's not kishus ayach, not kishus arabim, which means for Rashi, that it's not nigvar after the gufu gamri, it's not where the guf is. And what Abaye goes afterwards and says, and what about making it a karmelis? It's given the fact that there is a certain autonomy, that the yad is not where the goof is, it's not basa gufa greira, that's what lends us to see the possibility of it being a karmelis. Why the Chum decided to make it a karmelis is a knas. But it couldn't be a karmelis to the extent that it's basa gufa greira. So now that we've established it's not basa gufa greira, so now we can allow for the possibility of being a karmelis. That's what I think you see in Rashi. Now, other Rishonim, how would they read the flow of Abaye? Let's contrast it to the other Rishonim and see why they felt that their pshat works better in the flow of the Gemara. We have to go obviously more into detail here with the specifics of the Isser, of the Machzir, and so on, and the need for making it a karmelis. But just in terms of the basic level, Karav Lipshat, and the Gemara, the Rishonim Pshat is having now said, a minute before, Abaye said, that we know it's not Kishus Ayach and not Kishus Arabim, meaning it's not considered to be where? In the Rishus that it's situated physically. Rather, the yad is seen as being nigger after the goof. Now we pose the question, would it be a karmelis? So where does that come out of anywhere? How does one question work off of the other assumption? So how do you, who can help me out? What do the Rishonim, they more or less address this. What's the root of the suffix in light of what he said before? Yeah? That's the shayla. We say it's basa gufa greira, and we want to examine how much is it basa gufa. We've established what principle in the part one of Abaye. We've established basa gufa greira, but now we want to know to what extent. To what extent is it basa gufa greira? Is it basa gufa greira legamre? In which case, it's not a karmelis. It's mamish like the guf. Or is it not basa gufa legamre? It's basa gufa greira up to a certain point, but the Chachamim still gave it a certain autonomy. It has a certain autonomy to become a karmelis. And now you're going to have to know the gears, sakansua, srua, but basically, nafka minu, you can't be machzir. So it's having said it, Basa Gufa Gvera, now we want to understand better how much is Basa Gufa Gvera. Why is that pshat more appealing to the Rishonim than Rashi in terms of the connection between part one of Abaye and part two? For them, they feel the shail of Abaye is more naturally, seamlessly joined with the pshita of Abaye. And for Rashi, they feel it's disjointed. Why? Yeah,
the Gemara never disproved Bata Gufa Gvera, that the hand is Bata.
For Rashi, we're establishing that it's not Basa Gufa Gvera. And now we want to know, is it a karmelis? For the Rishonim, we've established in part one of Abaye the principle of Basa Gufa Gvera. And now we're asking, but could it still be a karmelis? So why is that better than Rashi? Yeah?
I say yesterday, Rashi asked on Rashi that if you understand the subject of Gemara earlier was where the sasiyat is, that it wouldn't flow with the subject of Gemara, because we're talking about if the tzelz chet is considered.
So you're saying this. The issue, according to Rashi, that Abai was proving from the Mishnah had to do with the status of the yad not being Basa Gufa Gvera insofar as what is concerned, someone who would be not Talmid Tocha. The issue of now that we're raising about being a karmelis has to do with you, whether you can be machzir. So that's a totally definition. So why does one work from the other? That seems to be part of what they're asking. Correct. The issue before was nogeya Basa Gufa Gvera, that was not Basa Gufa Gvera, inyan somebody else taking from the hand. And now you're asking, maybe it's a karmelis regarding you. Why is it better according to the Rishonim Tshat? According to Rishonim Tshat, what did we say initially? That it is Basa Gufa Gvera regarding what issue? So the Rishonim, which is good according to the Rash, according to the Baal Mar's first point, and the Rashba as well, that we were discussing you. In other words, we're establishing that it is Basa Gufa Gvera, which is why you're not chayv as soon as you cross the border and with your head and your hand stops. So we see from that fact in the Mishnah that you're not chayv as soon as you cross over the border and your hand stops. You see that it's not considered to be Rishus where it is now, but it's Basa Gufa Gvera. But now do we really take it all the way and say Basa Gufa Gvera to what extent that therefore it has no separate status whatsoever? It's in the absolute sense it's considered to be the Rishus of the Guf. Or could it be a karmelis? Now again, even if we say it's an absolute sense like the Guf, we're not going to say it means going to get someone else. That's also correct. But at least in terms of you, which is what the issue that we're discussing right now. The issue that we were discussing in terms of you being chayiv, which proved that as far as you're concerned, the yad is where the goof is. I see. So if that's the case, as far as you're concerned, there should be no reason to treat it as a karmelis and should be asked to be machzir, because it's where the goof is. Or do we say no? It's not like the goof legamre, and so far as you being chayiv, when you cross the border, so it's like the goof. Insofar as returning it, it might be a karmelis. So that the Rishonim felt is much more naturally linked in terms of the earlier point that will come afterwards. According to Rashi, what are we going to have to say in defense of Rashi? It's not as it's true. The issue before had to do with other people taking from it. But what do we see meanwhile in that? What principle do we see? What? If the Rishus. If it's if the Rishus, then what could we now possibly suggest? There's room to think that it could be a karmelis. To the extent that it's Basa Gufa Gvera, there's no room to think karmelis, as Rashi said earlier. In other words, if it's not a karmelis, it's because Basa Gufa Gvera. Now that we established that there is an element of autonomy here, it's not like the goof. Now we can consider that there's a category here that Chum could create for the Yad that'd be a karmelis. Why? Because of a kenas. I think this is pashut pshat. Just not doing chidushim. Just I think it has to define the way the Gemara lays out. This is what it would seem from the that we're shown in verses Rashi. How does Abai Shaila flow from what he said before? If you look at the words of the Rishon, pretty much this is what you get from the Rishon. I think there are really two points to emphasize. Number one, that for Rashi, it was Negea, other people, and now you're talking about yourself. And for the Rishonim, it was always Negea, you. I was hedging yesterday about this, but I think even separate from that, it's more Geshmak according to the Rishonim for the following reason. Because the issue is directly, it's not, according to the Rishonim, it is Basa Gufa Greira, completely or partially. If it's partially, that's because it's karmelis, but not completely. For Rashi, becoming a karmelis is coming out of left field. What leaves room to make it a karmelis? What leaves room for that? The fact that it's autonomous. But it's not a suffix within what we just said. It's that having said it, now we have room to consider something else. For the Rishonim, I think it's more intertwined with the issue from before. How much of a karma, how much of a gufa greira is it? To that extent or to that extent? Lugamre? That Lugamre, you at least. It's Lugamre, so it's not a karma. So that's exactly the question. It's directly locked into what we just said. It's Lugamre, so it's not a karma, or not Lugamre, so it is a karma. And we just got finished saying that it's nigra after goof, so we want to know how much. For Rashi, the issue was, it's not nigger after the goof. Now, I have room to start thinking, scratching my head. Okay, nigger after the goof. Now, let me say something. Oh, now we could think. Maybe it's a karmelis. So, you understand? It's a little more disjointed than it is for the Rishonim. I don't know. It seems to me that was also implicit in the Rishonim's question of Rashi, but you have to be bold at yourself to see what you think. But certainly, the first point is mentioned by the Rishonim, too. That for Rashi is starting with somebody else, and then you're focusing on you. Yeah, sure.
Couldn't we say that the problem in Rashi is more that now that we just finished saying that the Yad is autonomous, so the question really should be: so is it Lugamre in the other Rishus or not? In other words, according to Rashi, the second part asks on a less extreme
level, right?
Level.
Okay, I hear that too. Good. Question. Yeah. All right.
According to Rashi, Abai is just arguing with Rebbe. He's just arguing with Rebbe that it's not. He's saying it's not Yado Batar.
No. It's Ari. I can send it back. This is the Nakuda that we discussed already. In other words, how does it connect with Rebbe before? So according to the Rishonim, it's echoing.
Yeah, Rebbe.
According to Rashi, what you have here is actually it's not a problem at all necessarily, because Rebbe didn't talk about Basa Gufa Greira explicitly. Rashi's gears was Yadu Lo Naech before. So the issue of Basa Gufa Greira was not explicitly stated before, and in that sense Abai is breaking new ground by saying, okay, it's not Basa Gufa Greira entirely. There is an element of Basa Gufa Greira, I would suppose, as Rashi says Lugamre, it's not Basa Gufa Greira, but it's not a repeat of the sugya before.
Is that what Rashi says is extra?
Well, that's the thing. So you have to know what the extra, Rashi, what the extra. Okay. Even if you say the Rishonim, Gufa Greira is relevant to define the question of whether it's Nach or not. Okay. So that's also still a factor. But again, it's not against Rebbe, that's for sure. Because we're talking about Lugamre, degrees. Now, a couple of other things. Let's begin to think about this. How should we open this up? Let me ask the following question. Rosh Yosef asked the kashim. It's an important kashim. So, without making it a kamos, we have to know what it is to make it a kamos. Knas, not a knas, that's the tosfos. We also have to know if the suffix is either direction as Rashi's mashma, or as the Rashba says, it's only going outside. Okay, that could depend on the first question. If it's a knas, it can go either way. If it's stamping and karmelis, maybe it's only true if it's going outside. But something more basic. Without the Chachamim coming along, intervening here, and saying, whatever the reasons, we want it to be a karmelis. Therefore, you can't be machzir. So what would be the simple halacha? What would you say as a davar pashut? Can you be machzir? Can you come back to where you started? Yes. And the question is why? Why is that so simple? Why is it so simple that you should be able to be machzir? Why not? So it can give me a very simple reason why you shouldn't be able to be machzir. Yeah? You're doing a hanacha. You're doing a hanacha. So what's wrong with that? Shmi is a drabana. It's an amazing kasha, no? You're doing a hanacha. It's a chet mikzas malach. If you machzir back your yad, they're going to be doing hanacha. How can it be permitted? The Rosh Yosef has this kasha, the Prima Gadol. So, forget karmelis. Obviously, you can't bring your hand back. You can't do a mikzas malach. Say, okay, zeh meimiach means that a chelk of the malacha is also asa d'rabbanan. So, what's going on here? Of course you can't be machzir. Who needs to make it a karmelis? What are we missing? No, you have something in your hand. It hasn't been nach. Yadolo nach. Are you doing hanach yet? Now you take it back, you can do hanacha. You can do hanacha. Will it be hotza, mershus, mershus? No. It's fine. Is it a hanacha? Is it a chelk of the malacha? If you dropped it in the other mershus, you did hamalacha hotza. The Balabais drops the item. It's not in Rishus Harab, of course. It's a Melech HaSotza. But the Balabais comes back to where he started, did Hanacha there. Isn't that an Isid Rabban of Hanacha? It's an interesting question, no? So what do you need to make it a Kamas? Of course he can't be Masik. Yeah?
You haven't done Hanacha on the Hotza. Zeh Kavis HaManiach is when you're both doing a Melacha. But the Akira was the Shem Hotza.
Okay,
so let's
explain. So what are you saying? That in order to talk about an Isser of Hanacha, you have to have a situation of what we call Isabida Malacha Mibeinayim. That the Malacha was done, complete Malacha was done. Yeah? And then you could talk about the different aspects, different parts of the Malacha, where they could still be Nisid Rabbana by the people who did those part malachas. But there had to be a malacha that was done in the total picture. It has to be a chelk of a malacha. Is that so pasha? What you're saying? You may be right. The Rosh Yosef says that initially. Prima Gadol, the Rosh Yosef, here. It's a long arichas. When he starts his sugya, you know what he says? I got scared when I read it. When he starts his sugya, he says, sugya amiktahu. First three words. Baya baye, maushna sikamwe, sugya amiktahu. Anyway, about 10 paragraphs in. Old rega adaber. Old rega, I didn't get through it all till there. Old rega adaber. The mashe kasav, mashe ksapti lumala, the baye da baye, miyabike kamalis. Mami boile. Mami boile. Ho hanacha me avir rishusa rabim. Below Akira, Midraban and Aser. Hanacha, where is it now? It's an Avi Rishus. I talk about the person extended his hand to Rishus Aravi. So now he took it and he brought his hand back. So what did he do? He did a Hanacha Me Avir Rishus Aravi. Without an Akira. Hanacha Me Avir Rishus Aravi, below Akira, Midraban and Aser. Says maybe v'i anacha below akira below isavida melacha beinayu, like in the Mishnah lo gazru delek lemesu dechi of Torah, there's no connection to a melacha. So then he asks further, samay Yosef teis koach diadu kamelis. So he struggles here. What's going on? So you're assuming that if no melacha was done, there'd be no iser on the hanacha. Yeah.
So you want the Rashi gave you to an Akira, with Das take it out, you want to do Hanachah, then you have to be Chai Derban also. You said their teachings would could be over at Derban, but then clearing the Malacha.
See, that's the thing. Let's start off the story. Why would Rashi seems to say mi kansua? Rashi says, why kansua? How the hischa ba beiser? What hischa ba beiser? What is this Rashi referring to? Akira. Was the malacha done? What is it did he do? You're telling me it's only when the malacha is done is an iser rabbanan. So what is it did he do now when he did the Akira? There was no Hanukkah done by anybody yet. So you're saying by Hanukkah without Akira is nothing. So why is Akira through Hanukkah something? It's only Sabi the Malacha mi Beinayu, right? It has to be a Malacha was done in total.
Akira l'shem Motza.
Akira l'shem Motza is Aser. And Hanukkah can only be Aser.
Hanukkah l'shem Motza, but Lamaisa, the only way you could have a Hanukkah l'shem Hotza is
so you're refining what you said. Okay. Hanukkah l'shem Hotza. Hanukkah l'shem Hotza. L'shem Hotza. You have to mind Hotza with Hanukkah. You have to have in mind Hotza. Let's go to the cases we started beginning this year with the Piskevit and the Magen Avraham. Yeah? So the mailman comes into your house and he didn't stop, and then what happened? You took it from him instead of having him put it down on the table. So if, leaving Piskei Rit out, according to the Magen Avraham, the Shabur quotes, so what's the problem? You didn't use the Drabana. Why? And what was that? By the way, it was a guy that did the Akira, yeah? Let alone everything else. It's not even a malacha that you can talk about in terms of two Jews. So what? It's Hanukkah l'shem Hotza. What do you mean it was l'shem Hotza? I'm in my own rishus. I just took something from the guy. I took it from the mailman. What makes that an issur d'rabbanan more than bringing my hand back? Yeah?
Because the act of Hotza was actually done.
Good. I'm challenging you. Good. Okay, good. So what's the difference? The malacha, there was a Hotza. Forget about it. Non-Jew, okay, but it was a Hotza. It had the trappings of a malacha. It had Akira, it had Sashin Rishus, Hanukkah, and you're part of that chain. Okay. Good. And what about when you started out by bringing your hand to the other Rishus?
You never actually changed the
Rishus. No, but let's say Hanukkah never happened. Okay, let's say I took it and I changed rishus with it, and then it's a minute before Shabbos ends, and then Shabbos ends, so Hanukkah was not done on Shabbos. I kept walking. Okay, I walk outside and I keep walking. I did not Akira, and then I keep walking to the end of Shabbos, and then clock, strikes Tzitzak Kochavim. Did I do it and is it a Ravanan? Okay, yeah, it could be, but it's after Shabbos. I said Baruch HaMavdil and I did Hanukkah. Okay. Whatever, it's after Shabbos. Did I do an Issa Ravanan? Like Hira? So you think that? Okay, yeah. I hear you. In other words, it has to be like the Mishnah. Danny, was going to say something.
I was going to say similar to him that it's not there's no Isser. Rashi says that you started off the Isser, it just means that you had intentions to do something else, not that there's actually an Isser that you're violating.
So what's that? So Rashi's Isser is something different than what we thought.
Yeah.
Right, where did Rashi get this new Isser? The kenas is because this could potentially become an iser, but only be an iser. There'll be a hanacha, so that's called hischa ba beiser. Now it's a new reading of the Rashi. We thought the Rashi meant hischa ba beiser means that we saw you so short that 15 minutes ago, right? Hischa ba beiser means that's the iser of the akira, that's a mixas malacha. Yeah. Now you want to say no, Rashi couldn't mean that. It means that it's something that has the potential to be an Issa. it's only going to be usur retroactively. If there'll be a hanacha, then you know there was an issa. Okay, we have to sweat a little bit. Okay, I'm not going to resolve it. I want to show you something else. Everything is interconnected. The Rashba, ask the next part of the Rashba. We have to off in the Rashba. Right, the next point. The Rashba asks the following kasha. You have it. You can look with me. Right after he finishes Rashi and the Rach, he hasn't even spelled out so much. He's taking it for granted. Abaye Safik. Now, Abaye Safik works better according to Rach and according to Rashi. Now, the kasha li. Look at the Rashba's kasha. You have it. The kasha li. Lif showed me Masnisin. Diktani pasha ba'bais is yodel achut not only mitocha or nasa mitocha ba'bais pater pater va'asu kama alma yodel shabal ba'bais shepshutu shesa rabim pekama l'siv asu achnisa etzlo. What's the Rashba's kasha? It's muchak from the Mishnah. You can't be machnisid because what do you have in the Mishnah? Zelke zemeniach. It's pater va'asu. So the Rashba asked the question differently. We asked, who needs the carmelis? It's echoes of Miniyat. The Rashba says, you have it in the Mishnah. Says the Rashba, that's not a kasha. Gazir mishum desavida mulachehi, deze okez emeniach, velo mishum shetiyas a carmelis. So it sounds like the Rashba is saying what you guys are saying. Take a closer look at it. The Mishnah has no bearing on our shayla. The Mishnah is an Isser based on what? Of Isavida Melachim Beinayu. If I come right back to where I started, that's not called Isavida Melachim Beinayu. There was no, bottom line, there was no Melacha of Utsadim. There was no Shin Rishuzdan at the end of the day. So now we have another possibility to consider. Namely, there's an Isser to be Machzid because a Chamim said it's a Karmelis. So Chayr, what you're saying is, you know, there is some firm ground to be standing on. The Shaila is if this is going to work for everybody. Is this clearly the case? And in my example that I gave you, is it 100% clear that nobody's going to hold in that case that if I did an Akira before Shabbos ended and no Hanacha that I did not do Nisad Rabbana? Is that really clear to everybody? Are you willing to sign a dotted line that that's true? And if not, then what do you do with this Gemara? Okay, so we'll have to return to this.